各位弟兄姐妹平安，很高兴再次来到你们当中。
Good morning, brother and sister. Very glad to be among you today.
今天我要跟大家分享的信息是爱你的邻舍。
Today, I'm going to share a message of love your neighbor.
爱是什么？爱好像很抽象，但是爱是爱你的邻舍。
So what is love? It's not abstract. It's to love your neighbor.
我有两个男孩子，当他们很小的时候，我通常会跟他们一起看卡通。
I have two boys, so when they were younger, I used to watch cartoon with them.
他们都是男孩子，所以我们看的都是一些比较刺激的打斗的这些卡通影片。
So usually we, because they're boys, so we usually look about fighting.
当他们看这些卡通的时候，他们通常会最喜欢问的一个问题就是，爸爸，这个人是好人还是坏人？
So usually the most frequent question asked is, Daddy, is this a good guy or a bad guy?
他们觉得这样子问可以让他们安心。
And having the answer to those questions will make them feel secure.
一旦知道这个人是好人或者坏人，在他们小小的脑袋中，他就可以把这个人定型。
Once they know the good guy from the bad guys, they can, they have that peace to know what to expect.
好人的话我就喜欢到底，坏人的话我就讨厌到底。
If he's a good guy, I'm going to love him to the end. And bad guy, I'll hate them.
只要他能够把所有人都定型，贴好标签，他们就可以放心的投入他们的情感，去爱或者去恨一个人。
So they can fully enjoy themselves in loving the good guy and hate the bad guys.
但是当他们更长大一点，不再是三岁孩子，我们看的不再是卡通，而是反映真实世界的电影的时候，事情就变得比较复杂。
But when they grow older, things become more complicated when we watch not cartoon anymore, but real movie.
我不能只是在说这个是好人，这个是坏人，我只能说这是一个复杂的人。
I can't really fit them into the stereotype of good from bad, but I will say it's a complicated character.
我对孩子说，我们不能先笼统的给人贴标签，也不能先粗暴的随便给人家界定，我们需要敞开心胸去看每一个角色。
I taught my kids to not to label each characters, but to really have patience to analyze them.
这才是正确的做法，因为这样子才能够避免很多的盲点。
So that we can avoid blindside.
如果我们愿意这么做，那我们就会成熟成长，不再用一个比较幼稚的眼光看世界。
And so that our world view will not be so naive.
那我的孩子他们就似懂非懂的点点头。
And my boys, looks like they understand a little bit.
在圣经中也有一个人物，用像我孩子类似的问题问这样子。贴标签、界定的心态来问谁是我的邻舍。
And in the Bible, there is also a person who, just like my boys, like to label people from good from bad.
他是一个律法师，他是一个熟读圣经的人，他想要知道谁是他的邻舍。
And he is a lawyer. He knows the God's law, and he wants to know who is his neighbor.
意思就是说，谁配得他的付出，谁是落在他所关心的范围里面。
He's really asking who deserves my care.
这个问题看起来很高尚，但其实他是为自己问的。
It sounds like it's a noble question, but actually it's for his own interest.
因为知道这个问题的答案可以让他安心，然后他就可以安心的、冷漠的。不闻不问的对待他邻舍范围以外的人。
Because once he draws the boundaries of his people he cares, he can continue to be indifferent.
因此对耶稣而言，律法师这个问题根本就是问错问题。
So for Jesus, this lawyer's question is wrong.
因为这个问题的前提跟心态都是错误的，需要被纠正。
Because the prerequisite of and the motivation of asking this question is wrong and needs to be corrected.
因此耶稣就用一个比喻，就是我们所熟知的好撒玛利亚人的比喻，来纠正这个律法师的盲点。
So that's why Jesus used this parable of the good Samaritan to correct this lawyer.
这个好撒玛利亚人的比喻是圣经中几乎是最知名的比喻之一。
And this is one of the most famous parables in the Bible.
这比喻的重点连小孩子都知道。
And the main point of this parable, even children, they understand.
也许我们也听过很多次这样子的讲道或查经。
And maybe you've heard many sermons or messages about around this parable.
可是我今天要说的是，对于我们这些觉得自己已经懂的人，我们有没有活出这个比喻的精神跟要求？
But my point today for us is, if you understand this parable, am I living according to the idea of this?
因此，我们就一起来看这一段圣经，在路加福音第十章。
So let's look at Luke. Chapter 10.
由我来念中文，然后请 Rachel 念英文。好，有一个律法师起来试探耶稣说：“夫子，我该做什么才可以承受永生？”耶稣对他说：“律法上写的是什么？你念的是怎样呢？”他回答说：“你要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱主你的神，又要爱邻舍如同自己。”耶稣说：“你回答的是，你这样行就必得永生。”
And behold, a lawyer stood up to put him to the test, saying, "Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" He said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" And he answered, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." And he said to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live."
那人要显明自己有理，就对耶稣说：“谁是我的邻舍呢？”耶稣回答说：“有一个人从耶路撒冷下到耶利哥去，落在强盗手中，他们剥去他的衣裳，把他打个半死，就丢下他走了。偶然有一个祭司从这条路下来，看见他就从那边过去了。又有一个利未人来到这个地方，看见他也照样从那边过去了。”
But he, desiring to justify himself, said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among robbers, who stripped him and beat him and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance, a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side."
唯有一个撒玛利亚人行路到那里，看见他就动了慈心，上前用油和酒倒在他的伤处，包裹好了，扶他骑上自己的牲口，带到店里去照应他。第二天拿出二钱银子来交给店主，说：“你且照应他，此外所费用的，我回来必还你。”
So likewise, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he journeyed, came to where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. He went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he set him on his own animal and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And the next day he took out 2 denarii and gave him to the innkeeper, saying, "Take care of him, and whatever more you spend, I will repay you when I come back."
你想这三个人哪一个是落在强盗手中的邻舍呢？他说是怜悯他的。耶稣说，你去照样行吧。
Which of these three do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell among the robbers? He said, "The one who showed him mercy." And Jesus said to him, "You go and do likewise."
我们读经就读到这里。
That's the scripture we read.
从这段经文，我们可以有三个重点来体会。
And there are three main points.
第一，爱邻舍不是先界定，而是先决定。
Love does not start with defining, but with deciding.
这是一个关于身份的呼召。
It's about the calling for your identity.
重点不是他们是谁，是不是我的邻舍，重点是我是谁，我是不是一个有爱的人。
It's not about who they are they my neighbor, but it's about who I am. Am I a compassionate person?
第二，爱不是靠说明， 而是靠显明。
Second point, love is not by telling, but by showing.
这是一个关于行动的呼召。
It is about action.
爱不是口头上说，也不是头脑上的知识，也不是一些神学的讨论，而是要去透过行动去实践的。
It's about acting out the theology, the idea, the ideology, the head knowledge that you know.
爱是借着看见、怜悯、行动，用实际的行为去实践的。
You see them and have compassion and to act accordingly.
这就胜过一切的理论，也胜过一切的洁身自好、至少能成全。
And that is more important than knowledge.
第三，永生不是凭积点，而是凭恩典。
The third point, eternal life is not by our goodness, but by God's grace.
这是一个关乎永生的呼召。
It is an eternal calling.
在爱上面，我们永远不会做得完美。有的时候我们会不愿意付出，有的时候我们会错过上帝要我们去服侍的灵舍。
And we can never be perfect in love. Sometimes we miss the point. We miss the people that God want us to care as our neighbor.
如果完美的爱灵舍是得到永生的条件之一，那我们大概没有人能够得救，对吗？
If being a perfect person to your neighbor is a condition for your eternal life, then probably most of us won't be saved.
所以这个比喻一方面的确强调爱是要实践出来的，爱是要行动的。
So this parable stress about love is all about action.
但是同时在另外一方面也让我们看到自己爱的极限。
But on the other side, it shows us our limit to love.
在实践爱的过程中，它让我们看到我们也需要依赖上帝的怜悯跟恩典。
In order for us to practice this compassion and love, we also need God's grace.
让我们就一点一点来看，我们先来看第一点。
So let's look at the first point.
爱不是先界定，而是先决定。
Love does not start with defining, but with deciding.
律法师的逻辑是，如果我要承受永生，我就要爱灵舍。
So the lawyer's conclusion is, if I want to inherit the eternal life, I need to love my neighbor.
所以如果我能先界定好范围，先界定好我的责任到哪里为止，然后专心去爱这个范围里面的人，我就能够承受永生。
So let's draw a line and define who is in this inner circle of my neighbor, and then I can take good care of them.
他的逻辑是不是无懈可击的？
Is that impeccable?
他非常能够抓住重点，他可以做我们主日学的老师。
And he's a very good Sunday school teacher.
不仅如此，他同时也够敏锐，他了解到在圣经中灵舍这个词的意思似乎很丰富，不只是指旁边的邻居而已。
And also he understood that neighbor is not just whoever lives adjacent to you.
所以他想，这个范围到底到哪里为止，这个词的丰富到底到什么范围为止呢？
So he wonders, what are the boundaries for who are my neighbor?
针对他这个问题，耶稣用36节的反问来反问他，打击他的逻辑。
So, tackle his question in verse 36, Jesus asked him back.
耶稣说，谁是那落在强盗手中，就是那个受害者的灵舍？谁是那个受害者的灵舍呢？
Which of these three do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell among the robbers?
耶稣这个反问就不是从帮助者的角度来问的，而是从受害者的角度来问。
Jesus' question is from the perspective of the victim.
帮助者有权有能力去精心挑选谁配得我的帮助，但是有需要的人却没有这个权利，他只能期望任何一个人的好心。
Those of you who can offer help, you have the authority to choose whoever you want to help. But those who need help, they cannot choose. They don't have the choice.
仔细想想这一点，耶稣要说的是，你不要高高在上的评估谁是你的邻舍，而是要设身处地的 站在有需要的角度的人那个角度去想去感受。
So Jesus is shifting his perspective not to be so condescending, but to put yourself in a lowly place and think of their needs.
所以耶稣在36节的反问就把整个问题的前提都改变。
So the question Jesus poses in verse 36 just switched the whole scenario.
所以问谁是你的邻舍根本就是问错问题，因为不是你邻舍的人你就觉得你没有责任去爱。
So it's a wrong question that Jesus pointed out, who is my neighbor?
因为不是你邻舍的人你就根本不会去爱了。
Because if someone is not your neighbor, then you don't need to love them.
所以爱不是先给一些条件界定哪些人在你关爱的范围内，而是先决定自发的成为一个有怜悯的人。
So love is not to define who deserve your love, but to become a person with compassion first.
不是谁是我的邻舍，而是我可不可以成为那一位有需要的人的邻舍。
It's not about who is my neighbor, but it's about can I become the person to tender the and care someone's needs.
借着把看事情的角度颠倒过来，耶稣同时把答案跟问题都改变。
By switching the perspective, Jesus changed the question and the answer.
于是我们要做的不再是一个界定他人、评价他人、给他人贴标签的人，而是在自己的生活中成为一个有怜悯的人。
So, love is not about the definition or to label others to see if they qualify, but to decide that I need to become a person with compassion and mercy.
如果我们真的明白这个比喻所要求的，我们就会决定我要成为一个有需要的人的邻舍。
If we truly understand the point of this parable, then decision is ours to make. Will I become a person with compassion?
我们就会把一切不能爱的借口拿掉，而且超越种族跟文化，是真实的去认识每一个人。
So that then we will get rid of all the excuses or the differences between different race, gender, culture, and then to truly seek to be compassionate.
我们的教会是在 Bay Area 的 Hayward 这个地区，不是一个太好的区。
So my church is in Hayward. It's in the Bay Area, not a very good neighborhood.
我们很多是西班牙裔的或者黑人住在我们那一区。
And a lot of Hispanic and African American live in that area.
我们这些邻居很喜欢把他们的垃圾 dump 丢在我们教会。
Our neighbors love to dump their trash around our church.
有时候实在是太乱，我看不过去，我会清理一下。
So sometimes it becomes so messy, I'll just clean them up.
我清过纸张、垃圾。
I've cleaned up paper scraps and trash.
我清过尿布、碎的酒瓶。
And diapers and bottles, like their alcohol, liquor.
最惨的一次是有邻居把两只死掉的猫丢到我们教会的范围内。
The worst is someone's cats died, and they just dumped the cat's bodies there.
我每次在清的时候，我就在想，这是一群怎么样的邻居啊？
And every time when I clean up, I was thinking, what kind of neighbors do we have?
像什么人会这样子，这么让神的教会变得这么脏乱？
And who would make such a mess of God's church?
我对我们这些邻居很有看法。
And I have my own feelings about them.
我不喜欢他。
I don't like them.
有一天我在教会停车场在走路在祷告的时候。
And one day I was walking around our church.
我就看到一个邻舍的中年妇女，她就沿着我们教会的这个栏杆一面走一面哭，哭得非常伤心。
And I saw a woman who was walking along our fence and he was crying.
我就看他，我说：“你还好吗？怎么了？” 我是这个教会的牧师，有没有什么我可以为你祷告的吗？
So I approached her and I asked her, Are you okay? I am the pastor of this church. Is there anything I can pray for you?
这个西班牙，这个墨西哥裔的妇女，她就跟我说她的困难，然后我们就一起祷告。
So the Hispanic woman shared with me her burdens so that we prayed together.
在祷告完以后，上帝给我一个很奇妙的感觉。
And after we prayed together, God gave me this impression.
我突然看到我的灵舍不是一个抽象的丢垃圾的人，而是一个活生生有需要的人。
My neighbor, for me, is not an abstract label anymore, but become a very real person who have needs.
我开始感觉到他里面的需要破碎，他是一个真实有血有肉的人。
And I see that she is a real person, and I sensed her needs and her brokenness.
从那一刻起，上帝把我对灵舍的标签拿掉。
So that's how God removed my the label that I put on my neighbors.
我可以真正敞开心胸，跟我们的英文堂一起合作，去 outreach 到我们的 neighbor， 真的展开心胸，欢迎他们，服侍他们。
And that is the beginning of me can truly open my heart and to collaborate with the English-speaking congregation to outreach to the community.
在疫情开放之后，我们为社区举办了 homework club， 帮助邻舍的小孩写功课，因为在疫情期间。他们功课很落后，那他们也本身很多墨西哥裔的小孩，他们也不是那么注重这些学业，所以他们功课是落后的。我们就开办了这个 homework club 来帮助邻舍的小孩。
So after the lockdown was lifted up, we started a homework club to help the Hispanic children because some families they don't stress enough about education, just to help them to do their homework.
从礼拜一到礼拜四，每天下午，我们就带着这些小孩子做功课，跟他们讲圣经，带他们玩游戏，我也参与在其中。
So Monday through Thursday, we will help those kids to do their homework, and we also taught them about Bibles, and I was part of it.
我们有分小组，我负责带一个四年级的墨西哥裔的小男孩，叫 Julian。
So I was in a group. We have different groups. So I mentored a fourth grader, Julia.
他蛮调皮的。
He's a little boy, so sometimes he's not good.
所以我教他说，你要好好写功课，你要把这个功课写完。他常常就不听我的，就是找各种方法去捣蛋，去顽皮。
So a lot of times he's just going around making troubles and would not listen to me and do his homework.
那学期结束，我们有一个学期结束的 party， 我们一起吃吃东西，做做手工，庆祝一个学期的结束。
So at the end of the semester, we have a celebration party.
然后他们就做手工，做一条手链。
So they did craft, made a bracelet.
所有的小孩就非常仔细的在那边做，有很多英文字母他们可以挑选啊，所以他们很多人就拼了这个自己的名字在手链上，或者是送给爸爸、送给妈妈等等。
So there are different letters that they can pick from, many kids made a bracelet with their parents' name.
这个 Julian 他也做了一条手链。
And Julian made a bracelet as well.
做完以后，他把这个手链拿给我，他说：“这个送给你。”
And then he presented that bracelet to me.
上面写什么呢？
And what does it say?
上面就写着 Roy is best.
It says, Roy 是最好的，对我最好的。
这条手链在这里。
This is the bracelet he made.
这件事让我很感动。
And that was really touching for me.
因为每一个灵舍都是活生生的人，不是一个抽象的概念，丢垃圾的人，顽皮的孩子。
Because every neighbor is...a real person. They're not just your label about who throw trash or who is naughty.
有一天我在办公室接到一通电话。
One day I got a phone call in my office.
是一个年轻的姐妹打电话过来。
A young sister who caught me.
她才二十出头，没有结婚，可是她已经怀孕。
She was in her early 20s, not married, but she was pregnant.
她不敢告诉她的父母，而且但是快要生产，她只有一个人。
She dared not to tell her parents, but she was all her by herself and approaching the due date.
她的男朋友也丢下她走。
And her boyfriend just abandoned her.
她又羞耻又孤单又无助。他也没有去教会，所以他不知道为何知道我们教会，他就打电话过来。
And she did not go to church. She was so ashamed by herself, so lonely and helpless. And so she just called our church.
他说：“牧师，我该怎么办？”
And she asked me, Pastor, what should I do?
我该怎么办？我被问的人。
But I was thinking, what should I do?
我说：“你不要急，你把孩子好好生下来。”
So I told her, just take care and deliver the baby.
但这样说够吗？
Is that enough?
她是我的邻舍吗？
Is she my neighbor?
我可以成为她的邻舍吗？
Can I be her neighbor?
我说你一个人是不可能带孩子的。我说让我安排一下，我跟教会讲一下，看弟兄姐妹有没有人愿意帮助。我们有一个 meal train。来帮助你把这个月子做好，带你去医院，带你回来，帮助你前期先把 baby 照顾好。
So I told her, you cannot do it all by yourself. Let me talk to my church, and maybe we can start a meal train to take care of you with the delivery process with the newborn.
我心里是没有底的，因为大家都很忙，谁能够愿意帮助一个素昧平生、从来没有见过人面的人呢？
Deep down, I was unsure because I was start to wonder who is willing to help a stranger.
但没想到我们教会有蛮多弟兄姐妹真的那么有爱心，帮助这个姐妹度过这一段生产坐月子的时间，每天都有人送饭给她吃。
But it turned out that many brothers and sisters signed up to take care of the sister and during this difficult time.
在我们教会、在湾区也有很多中国大陆来的神学生。
In the Bay Area, there are also many seminary students from the mainland China.
他们的经济状况都不是太好，湾区生活费又非常贵。
Living in the Bay Area, the living expense is very high, but their financial status was not that well.
神学院离我们教会还蛮远的，至少有四五十分钟的路程。但有一天我们就想，这些神学生他们有需要，他们将来是神国的工人，我们可不可以成为他们的邻舍呢？
And they live afar, about 50 minutes drive from our church, so we wonder one day, can we be their neighbor?
所以我们就举行了一个圣诞的晚宴，一家一餐 potluck， 然后我们认识他，认识他们以后，我们弟兄姐妹就自由的任线，长期的在他们读书的时候每个月给他们几百块的补助，对他们来说就是一笔很大的帮助跟鼓励。
So we started, we did a Christmas party to get to meet them, know them, and brothers and sisters just freely sign up to do a monthly support for them, a couple hundred bucks, but it was hugely supportive for them.
他们说他们觉得很感动，因为整个湾区这么多教会，但是没有一个教会想到神学生的需要。
And they were so moved, saying there are so many churches in the Bay Area, but only your church thought about our needs.
我要说这个不是说我们教会多伟大。
I'm not bragging about how great is my church.
我的意思是说，在我们生活中，我们有很多机会成为有需要的人的邻舍。
But my point is that there are a lot of people around us who could be our neighbor because they have needs.
有一句话说得很好，他是这样说的，他说，我们的使命不是去改变世界，而是盼望这个世界有一天会因着我们忠于使命而改变。
There's a saying that our hope is not to hope that one day the world would change, but to hope thatBecause we are faithful to our calling, so that the world is a better place.
那我们的使命是什么？我们的使命就是蒙召去成为一个有爱、有怜悯、成为有需要之人的邻舍。 这就是我们的使命。
And our calling is to be a compassionate person, to take care and love our neighbor who are in need.
第二点。
Second point.
爱不是靠说明，而是靠显明。
Love is not by telling, but by showing.
在这个比喻当中，撒玛利亚人实际的行动是被详细描写的。
In this parable, there is a very detailed description about what the Good Samaritan did.
比如说34节，他上前用酒跟油倒到他的伤裤，包裹好了，扶他骑上牲口，带到店里去照应他。
Verse 34, he went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he set him on his animal and brought him to an inn and took care of him.
而且这个人还非常细心，多付了两天的旅费，还答应说如果不够我回来还会再付，免得这个人因为身上没钱欠了旅费被卖为作为奴隶。
He is so thoughtful about this person's needs, he paid two denarii extra so that this person will not be sold into slavery because he was in debt.
他的爱心是有实实际际的行动的。
And his love comes with the action.
而且还冒险。
And also it was risky.
放在现代的场景，在我们那边治安最乱就是 Oakland.
In today's scenario, then the less secured area is Oakland, in the Bay Area.
所以就好像这个人是走在晚上的 Oakland 去帮助一个连 Pastor Chen 都不愿意照顾的人。
So this person is walking in Oakland at night, and to help someone, even the pastor wouldn't take the risk.
而且他还是一个回教徒。
And also this person is a Muslim.
因为当时的撒玛利亚人是被犹太人瞧不起的，觉得他们是异教徒。
Because the Samaritans was very looked down upon by the Jews.
这个比喻的张力让我们看到实际爱的行动胜过千言万语，胜过神学的辩论，胜过自以为意的宗教身份。
This parable showed us that the action of love overcome the argument about theology, about knowledge, about logic.
这也让我们震撼和反省，我们自称是耶稣的跟随者，可是我们真的有爱吗？
It's also shocking.To us, as we declare, we are the followers of Jesus Christ, but do we really have that love?
耶稣在这个比喻的二十八节、三十七节都这样说：“你去照样行吧。”可见，在这个比喻当中，对实际行动的看重。
And Jesus said twice, here he said, "You go and do likewise," meaning that the action, what you do, really matters.
爱不是靠说明，而是靠显明。
Love is not by telling, but by showing.
但这个撒玛利亚人他是怎么有爱的
？But how did the Samaritan become so compassionate?
很简单，这个撒玛利亚人看见，而不是视而不见。
Because he saw and then without turning away.
借着这真正的看见，他就生出怜悯的心。借着这个怜悯的心，他就带出实际的行动。
And when he saw this person, he had compassion, and then he acted upon it.
但这个祭司跟利未人，他们有没有看见
？But did the priests and the Levites see?
但是他们的看见，反而让他们产生自我保护、免得麻烦的心理。
And their reaction when they saw that man, they want to protect themselves.
我们很多人都是这样，看到需要，我们觉得太麻烦、太危险了。
And a lot of us, when we see others' needs, we feel like, oh, it's too inconvenient, it's too risky.
但是对这个撒玛利亚人来说，看见就是怜悯的源头，给他提供了帮助的动机。
Seeing that man for the Samaritan is the motivation is how he started to have compassion.
于是他感同身受，于是他停下来。
So he had compassion, so he stopped for him.
于是他在场，于是他服侍，于是他实践了爱邻舍的命令。
So he went there, he served him, and he fulfilled the command of loving your neighbor.
我们现在很多教会都会有主日学，但你知道主日学创办人的故事吗？
Do you know the story behind how the Sunday school started?
主日学创办人是19世纪一个伦敦的商人，叫做 Robert Ricus。
Robert Ricus, he's a businessman in London.
有一天，他从伦敦到英国的一个城市要去招募工人。
One day he went to a city to recruit workers.
当他到那个城市，就遇到一些顽童，他们没有上学，没有学校上，就在街上这个玩。
So he met a bunch of kids who were not going to school, so they were just wandering around on the street.
这些孩子品性比较不好，看到有外来的人就嘲弄他，甚至拿地上的泥巴去往他的西装上丢。
So these kids see that he is an outsider, so they mocked him and even threw mud onto him.
这个 Robert Ricus 他当然就很生气，他穿着漂漂亮亮的要来招募工人，结果一进城被这么无理的对待，满身都是泥巴。
So he was so upset because he was dressed up, but these kids just made a mess on him.
这时候他正准备要好好教训这些顽童的时候，
He was going to teach them a lesson.
这时候圣灵忽然用可以听见的声音在他心里对他说话。
The Holy Spirit starts to audibly talk to him.
他说，谁来照顾英国的下一代？
Who is going to take care of the next generation in England?
谁来照顾我的孩子？
Who is going to take care of my children?
这个 Ricus 突然被震惊。
So this brother was so shocked.
这些不是一群顽皮的孩子，而是一群有需要的孩子。
These are not a group of rude and naughty kids, but they are kids who needs to be taken care of.
于是他发起了主日学运动。
So that's how he started the Sunday school movement.
主日学就是把这些孩子招来，教他们读，教他们学，教他们怎么样阅读圣经，成为有礼貌、有品性的人。
And initially it was to just gather these kids who are wandering on the street to teach them how to read, write, how to be polite and be a decent person.
许多教会跟着响应，在他死的时候，在全英国有40万的孩子，失学的孩子，因为这样得到基本的教育。
So by the time he passed away, there are 400,000 kids in England who had the opportunity to attend Sunday school.
这个运动怎么起来的？是看见需要，而不是贴人标签。
How did this movement started? It's because he sees their needs, not because he labeled them as bad kids.
有的时候躺在耶利哥上那个受伤的人并不好辨认。
A lot of times it's hard, it's not easy to recognize this person who was lying half dead.
在这个故事当中，丢泥巴的那些孩子就是躺在耶利哥路上那些有需要的。
In this story, those naughty kids who throw mud onto this brother is the person here lying on the ground of Jericho.
除非我们用爱心和信心，否则我们辨认不出那些有需要的人。
Without love and faith, you couldn't even recognize that they are a group of people who have needs.
同时，这个爱邻舍的爱并不是一种很理想化、很有道德的这个沉重感或负罪感的爱。
Also, this love your neighbor, this love is not a burden morally.
也不是一种很精疲力竭、很难以负担、似乎每一个有需要的人都可以向你压榨索取的爱。
It's not that anyone can come and be so demanding of every bit of resources that you have.
这个比喻并没有要求你去帮助每一个人。
And this parable, it doesn't require you to help every single person.
他只是说，任何靠近你、有需要又被你看到的人，就是你的邻舍。
Anyone who are close to you, who have needs, and that is your neighbor.
那么就请我们看见，而不是视而不见。
So that you need to see them and not to avoid them.
那就请我们动了慈心。
so that you will be moved with compassion.
那么我们就不用考虑到我们能不能帮助到每一个人，我们就为这一个人停下来就可以。
So you don't need to help everyone, you just need to help that one person you saw.
在我刚来美国的时候，我们参加 Houston 的一个教会。
When I just came to America, I was part of a church in Houston.
在我们教会有一个非法移民的单亲妈妈。
There was an illegal immigrant, and also she was a single mom.
她自己带着两个小学的孩子，然后一面在餐馆工作。
She had two young kids, and she is also working in a restaurant.
他因为要上班没有办法，这两个孩子放学只能单独在家，这也是不合法的，但是他没有办法。
She had no time to take care of them after school, so she just left them at home by themselves, which is also illegal.
所以那时候我们看到了，那时候我跟师母，我们两个还没有孩子，我们就跟这个妈妈说，那让我们来照顾你的孩子吧。
So my wife and I, we saw her needs. We didn't have kids of our own, told her, let us take care of your kids.
我说，放学我们会去接他到我们家写功课，写完功课我们给他们吃，带他们洗澡。那你十点钟餐馆结束下班，你再把他们接回去。
So we decided that we would go pick them from the school, help them to do homework, feed them, give them bath, and until 10 o'clock, when she get off from work, she can come and pick them up.
几个月下来，孩子跟我们很熟了。
Couple months later, the two kids are very close with us.
有一天，我在帮这个弟弟，就是叫做 Victor， 在洗澡。洗完澡，我帮他吹头发的时候。
One day I bathed Victor, the younger brother, and when I was drying his hair,
这个 Victor 突然就转过来跟我说。
And Victor turned to me and said to me，
他说。你可以当我爸爸吗？ Can you be my daddy?
Can you be my daddy?
我听到这句话的时候，我的心都碎了。
I was heartbroken when I hear that.
你可以感受到这句话语背后的重量跟复杂的情感。
Can you feel that weight, that feeling behind the sentence?
我跟 Victor 说，我说很抱歉，我不能当你的爸爸，因为我很快就要到别的城市去读神学。
So I told him, I'm so sorry, I couldn't be your daddy because I'm leaving soon to another city to attend seminary.
我不能成为他的爸爸，但是我可以成为他的邻舍。
I cannot be his dad, but I can be his neighbor.
爱你的邻舍并不需要什么高超了不起的爱。你只需要为一个人停下来就可以。
So love your neighbor doesn't take your whole time to pour on everyone. It just takes you to see one person's need.
惧怕付出从来不是我们基督徒的护照。
Being fearful of sacrificing or giving your life should never be the character calling of a Christian.
当你真正去爱的时候，你就知道爱没有那么简单。爱有的时候是很困难、有挑战的。
When you act on love someone, you will realize it is not easy.
爱有的时候会让你受伤，可是我告诉你，受了伤还要爱。
And sometimes to love someone means that you will get hurt, but even so, continue to press on love.
当你真正去实践爱的时候，你就慢慢懂得什么是爱。
When you have the action of love, you will truly understand what is love.
你也会慢慢成为一个有爱的人，成为有需要的人的邻舍。
You will gradually become the neighbor, a good neighbor, of people who have needs.
最后一点，永生不是凭积点。而是凭恩典。
Last point, eternal life is not by our goodness, but by God's grace.
听完耶稣的比喻跟回答，我不知道你可不可以体会这个律法师的感受。
I'm not sure if you can feel the feelings of the lawyer after hearing what Jesus had to say.
站在律法师的角度， 好，我现在知道邻舍是谁了，让我尽心的去爱他们吧。
Now the lawyer, would he his reaction be? Now I know who is my neighbor. Okay, I'll just love them.
但是等一下，如果我不小心错过一个有需要的人，或者我的爱不是那么心甘情愿的，那我还算是爱邻舍如同自己吗？
But if I by accident miss someone who I should love, or if my love is not completely willing, am I still a good neighbor?
如果我没有真的爱邻舍如同自己，我可以得到永生吗？
And if that's the case, I did not love my neighbor as myself, can I still inherit the eternal life?
更何况爱邻舍只是得永生的条件之一，还没有讲到要尽心爱神。
And also, to love your neighbor is just one of the requirements to inherit eternal life. And we haven't even addressed about loving your God.
谁能保证自己在爱神、爱人上都是完美无缺的呢？
Who can guarantee that they will be perfect in loving God and their neighbor?
耶稣顺着律法师的逻辑，目的是要让他看到律法的尽头，还有靠着自己行律法得到永生的不可能。
So Jesus wants to use his logic to show him that it is impossible to have eternal life by doing things.
我们在爱邻舍的过程需要依靠上帝，更需要上帝的恩典。
And we need God's grace to love our neighbor.
更重要的是先明白自己首先是那个被怜悯、被恩待、被帮助的人，就像那个被强盗打伤的那个人。
And we need to understand that we are being cared, being showed mercy and compassion, just like this man who were lying on the ground of Jericho.
得到永生，因此是上帝的怜悯跟恩典。
And to have the eternal life is God's grace and mercy.
只有耶稣才是那位完美的好撒玛利亚人，他道成了肉身，成为了我们的领舍。
Only Jesus is the Good Samaritan, who is the Word became flesh to redeem us.
身为一个基督徒，就是永远记得自己的双重身份。我们首先是被怜悯的，以至于我们去怜悯人。
To be a Christian means that remember always that God had compassion on us, so that we can be compassionate for others.
因此，让我们倚靠上帝的怜悯，向他献上感恩。
So let us depend on God's compassion and to be grateful before Him.
也让我们一起靠着上帝的恩典，爱我们的邻舍，也成为有爱的邻舍。
And also, by God's grace, we can love our neighbor and also be a loving neighbor for others.
爱是什么？
What is love?
爱是爱你的邻舍。
To love your neighbor.
谢谢大家。